6 weeks after the fatal shooting of Andy Lopez, Sonoma County supervisors embraced a list of 20 actions to be taken in response. Somewhat surprisingly, the most immediate one may be outfitting the 250 sworn officers of the Sheriff's Department with lapel-mounted cameras to record their encounters with citizens and wrongdoers. Sheriff Steve Freitas has endorsed that idea, and all five board members agreed to authorize spending the needed $250,000 right away. They also backed the formation of a 21-member community task force, which will be charged with developing plans for an independent citizen review body to investigate complaints against local law enforcement. But, as Supervisor Efren Carrillo noted, the panel's directions were left rather general.
There are some immediate responses that we're asking for. One specifically is on this citizens review board. We've had that conversation here in this county. We've had some recommendations made by the grand jury and the Human Rights Commission decades ago. I'm hopeful that they will provide something that is open and transparent that works for this county. What that looks like, I do not know. I'm hopeful that that will be an area that they can come back with sooner rather than later.
That lack of specificity set off warning bells for Roanoke Park resident Jim Duffy, who shared his concerns with the board.
I don't want this task force to be set up to fail. We need an oversight, not just a review commission. If we just have a commission that's only looking every time law enforcement kills a civilian, that's not going to fix anything. You need to look at everything from the policy manual to recruitment all the way through.
While Angelica Tercoro was gratified to see the board address the Lopez killing and the issues it has raised, her expectations are muted.
I think it's great that they're acknowledging it and they're making plans to have meetings to make more plans. I think that's great. But I think that they're going to get boggled up in red tape. This is a long time coming. There's a lot of people who have really bad stories about the police being bullies, harassing people, you know, and brutalizing people. It's a long time coming.
The supervisors also agreed to revive the complex process of having Roseland and other islands of county land surrounded by Santa Rosa annexed into the city. And they gave their park staff 2 months to come up with a rough plan for creating a public park to be dedicated to Andy Lopez in his old neighborhood. Supervisor Carrillo has already had some preliminary talks about that with David Paulson, the owner of the vacant land where the youth was gunned down.
He's been very open to at least having a conversation with myself as a representative of the community. We have had some conversations in terms of what he'd like to see, his vision for that property. I'd rather you ask him directly what that is. I don't want to be the middle person for that. But I've worked with David in the past. He's an honest person, local person, community-minded. And I do believe that he has the community's interest in mind.
The board members will announce their appointments to the Citizen Task Force next week. At that time, they may also give the panel more detailed instructions to follow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.